Leave your mark in their brain. Once a friend of mine and I were at this local bar. The bar was locally famous for the band that played there on weekends. Not much for the band, but for the guitar player. He had a unique trait that made him very, very memorable beyond his guitar playing skills. And that trait was that he had a very, very long cord from his guitar to the amp. So when the band was playing, he would wander around the whole place, behind the crowd, on either side of the crowd, etc. But when it came time for him to solo, he'd eventually make his way back up on the stage where everybody could see him. Then he would just let it rip. And so my friend remarked, that dude must sleep with his guitar, meaning he must spend every spare moment playing or practicing. I knew this guy that did magic. He was good enough to make a living at it, but it was only a hobby. He'd always have a deck of cards with him. So whenever we'd be hanging out, he'd pull out his cards and start shuffling and dealing from various places inside the deck. Not looking, just doing it while talking about regular stuff. Most of the time we ignored it, as that was just part of his personality. But much, much better than his card tricks was his magician's patter. He would only usually do this with strangers, particularly lovely ladies. But this dude had not only some mad magic game, but an intense stare, like two fire bolts of charisma going straight into your brain. And while he was staring at you like Rasputin, he'd be telling a story about something. A very, very interesting story. But all that, the story and his eyes were misdirection to cover his magic. Then he'd finish the story, you'd come out of your trance, and he'd ask where the card was. And you'd look around and find that it was in the waitress's shoe or something. High-level skills require high-level practice. But more than practice, you need to enjoy practicing. Guitar guy really loved to play, more than the energy from the crowd. That's why he'd wander around. My friend really liked doing magic, and he really liked telling stories. Funny thing is when you enjoy practicing, it's no longer practicing. You just enjoy your hobby. Some hobbies are expensive, some aren't. Sports are generally pretty expensive. Hang gliding, scuba diving, rock climbing, all expensive in terms of time and money. But things like card tricks and guitar playing, not so much. Even cheaper and more thrilling are skills that you can practice anywhere, anytime, without spending a penny. Like conversational skills, storytelling skills, covert hypnotic skills. All fun, all fantastic, and all free. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.